Wide shot of a city. Wide shot of Denver. Exterior shot of a building. Denver. A cab rolls to a stop in a parking lot. A cab driver gets out and opens the back passenger door on the driver's side. A young woman in her mid-20s with long blonde hair wearing smart business attire gets out of the cab. She holds a sample case labeled Fun for All. She taps her earpiece.
Megan Miller.
A young woman in a bedroom.
Are you in Denver?
Wichita.
So for 7?
Not for 3 more days.
Yes, I'm in Denver on my way to the client as we speak.
But I am so excited about tonight.
Me too.
She fusses with the wedding dress.
Mom, is she staying sane?
Well, she volunteered to coordinate corsages for the wedding party, so.
Intercuts.
How hard could that be? Thank you.
Megan pays the cabbie.
You know how many flowers are in bloom right now? I mean, she's obsessing.
She just wants everything to be perfect.
Yeah, I do too.
And it will be better than perfect.
It will be real and full of heart, just like the bride.
The bride holds the dress in front of her.
I'm marrying Jack. I still can't quite believe it.
I know, he is one heck of a catch.
After all, he is the luckiest guy in the world.
Yeah, he kind of is.
Megan stands in front of a door.
All right, showtime. I got a buzz.
I'll see you at 7.
Okay, but don't be late.
Neither snow, nor rain, nor bloom of the night.
We'll keep this maid of honor from being at her sister's bachelorette party.
I'll see you later.
Claire, we've had a breakthrough.
I'll be down in a few, Mom.
Blair admires her wedding dress. Title card, Road Trip Romance. Megan enters a building, pauses, then walks up to the reception desk. Receptionist.
May I help you?
Megan.
Hi, I'm Megan Miller. I have a 10 o'clock appointment with Mrs. O'Reilly, Fun for All.
She's still with her 9 o'clock, but shouldn't be too long. Would you like a water?
No, that's okay, thanks. Okay, I'll sit over there. Thanks.
Megan plunks down in a nearby chair. Megan looks at Denver Living magazine. Cut to Blair and her mom, Mrs. Miller.
For the bridesmaids, I was thinking roses or carnations because, I mean, naturally that's what you do, right? But
yeah.
Then I thought, where's the fun in that? If we keep to a color scheme, we could do a parade of different flowers. Roses, carnations, daisies, lysanthus, whatever, all nestled in baby's breath. I mean, you can never go wrong with baby's breath, right?
Yeah.
The eye will be drawn in and pow, the dresses will pop.
Whatever you want, Mom.
No, it's whatever you want. It's your day.
Well, I want you to pick, because whatever you choose will be amazing.
Hi, Mrs. M.
Hi, Della. Oh.
A woman enters with garment bags.
Is it 10:30 already?
Just about.
We'll see how the flowers look on the girls.
Blair.
Okay, want to bring them up?
Okay.
Now back at the Denver office. Megan returns to the reception desk. Megan.
Excuse me. Did Mrs. O'Reilly mention how much longer she's...
Receptionist.
I'm sorry, no.
Oh. Well, that 9 o'clock must be going real well.
Probably just got Ms. O'Reilly talking. When she starts, she could go all day.
Well, that's good to know. Thanks.
Do you have another appointment to get to?
Nope. This is my only stop in Denver. I have a flight to catch this afternoon.
Oh, that shouldn't be a problem. Sure I can't get you a water?
You know what? I will get that water.
The receptionist gets up to get the water. Now in Wichita, the large Miller family home. Wearing maroon bridesmaid dresses, 3 bridesmaids parade down the stairs. Blair and her mom watch from below.
Oh, I love the colors.
Mrs. Miller.
That turned out great.
Blair.
Yes. Like I said, amazing.
The 3rd bridesmaid, the girl who brought the dresses, stumbles down the stairs.
Oh. I never did get the hang of these.
You look fabulous.
Blair puts an arm around her. Meanwhile, Megan's still waiting in reception. A man and woman come down the stairs. Nervously, Megan prepares for her turn.
You know, I hear it's a beautiful city.
Oh, it is. It's a real gem.
Sound like someone in town. I'll have to try and catch a game.
I'll let me know. We have excellent box seats.
I'll set you up.
Megan stands and turns around to look at them.
That'd be amazing.
She recognizes the man. Megan.
Alden Brown?
Alden.
Megan Miller?
What are you doing here?
He's tall and has short, dark hair.
Novelties are us.
Handsome and slim.
Fun for all?
The woman.
You must be my 10 o'clock. I'm sorry to keep you waiting.
Novelties are us is your company.
And fun for all is yours.
Thank you for stopping in, Alden. We'll be in touch.
Yes. And if you have any questions, just give me a call or shoot me an email.
Of course.
Alden goes off.
I have kept you waiting long enough, Ms.
Megan is totally fine.
Oh, I'm Leanne.
Oh, nice to meet you.
So you and Alden know each other?
Yeah, we grew up together. We went to rival high schools.
Oh. Small world.
Yeah, sure is.
Now Alden is making his way out of the lobby. Megan glances at him as he heads for the door. She heads upstairs with Leanne. Now in Leanne's office. A wind-up robot wobbles across Leanne's desk. Leanne.
Adorable.
Megan.
Yeah, and as you can see from our promotional materials, we have a dynamic product line with a ton of variety.
I gotta admit, the hands-on whoopee cushion made me smile. But these guys...
The perfect poster toy for what Fun for All is all about. See, all our toys are traditional mechanics, so no electronics.
Oh, my kids would love these.
And our packaging doubles as eye-catching store displays, so the entire product line is really going to stand out in your department stores.
If we decide to carry vintage toys.
No, you must. People nowadays, especially children, they're turning off technology. They're oversaturated. The market for old-fashioned toys is exploding.
Oh, it must be if two sharp millennials like you and Alden have started competing companies.
Competition in name only. My product line is the best.
You're really passionate about what you do.
Yeah. Fun for All has been a dream of mine since I can remember.
I like that. But the thing is, Megan, Mountain State Consolidated has gone to where it is. The largest, most profitable chain of family-owned department stores in the region because we always expand prudently.
Respecting varieties. That's what Fun for All is all about.
Let me walk you through the Mountain State store.
Leanne stands.
Show you how we got here. Well, it all started with great-grandpa O'Reilly, a man of vision. In the spring of 1890...
Megan tunes out. Next, she's leaving the office.
You will never guess who I just ran into. Alden Brown.
Blair.
The guy from Central High?
They're on the phone.
Yes! You saw him where? We were pitching to the same client. Apparently, he has his own vintage toy business.
Intercuts.
Wow, what are the chances?
I wish I had a trigger warning. Seeing him brought back so many high school horror stories.
Yeah, I bet.
Bates, the pep club showdowns. We competed then and we're competing now. But this time...
Megan's cab arrives.
He is not gonna win.
You go, girl.
I am on my way to the airport.
I will see you soon.
Megan, you did remember to bring...
that super something special borrowed to go with your old, new, and blue. Uh-huh, of course I did.
Why did I even ask?
Megan checks her phone.
Oh, no.
What?
Denver Airport is closed?
What? Why?
Wildcat baggage handler strike?
You're still coming tonight, right?
Megan looks up from her phone, thinking.
Gotta go. Bye.
Now Megan enters a car rental place.
It's a regional strike.
Still on the phone.
Colorado Springs is still open. There's a flight leaving to Wichita in about 3 hours. So I was thinking that I could rent a...
She looks at the lineup.
Blair, I'm gonna call you back. Bye.
Megan joins the line. An employee enters.
Excuse me? I really need to rent a car like 5 minutes ago.
Employee.
Oh, okay. I'll ask all the other people in line to step aside so you can go first.
Really? Oh, thank you so much.
The employee glares at Megan.
Yeah, everybody needs to rent a car like 10 minutes ago.
The employee starts to walk away. Megan follows her.
The thing is, it's an emergency. It's not like I'm having a baby or a heart attack or I need a car to save the world, but my sister is getting married and her bachelorette party is tonight.
Wow. A bachelorette party. That does sound important.
Yeah, no, it's not. I'm really sorry, Stella. You must be having a really stressful day, and I'm being a total jerk. It's just, I'm the maid of honor, and I'm hosting the party, and it's for my little sister, and I've always been there for her, and I've never let her down, and the thought of me letting her down and not being there for her just...
Megan tears up.
I'm sorry. Sorry, Stella. I'm sorry I bothered you. Have a nice day.
Stella.
Me? I would do anything for my little sister. Anything. Follow me.
Megan follows Stella around a corner. Now Megan's heading out. Alden's in line. Alden.
Megan, hey, did you get a car?
Can't talk, Alden.
Where are you headed?
Colorado Springs. I'm catching a flight to Wichita.
Wichita? I need to get to Wichita.
Well, good luck with that.
Let me come with you.
No, thank you.
I'll pay for gas. I'll pay for the rental fee. I will buy you a first-class upgrade.
Are you pleading with me?
Megan, please. It's an emergency.
I'm an emergency. Are you having a baby, a heart attack? Have you been tasked to save the world?
It's my dad. It's his retirement party. The entire family's going to be there. Everyone's flying in. And I've never missed a really important family event. And I've never not been there for my dad. Not ever.
How can I say no to that?
Let me grab my stuff.
Well played.
Megan and Alden hurry out of the building.
Shotgun.
Now they're on the road. In the car. Alden.
Hey, I noticed you're on a suitcase.
Megan.
Yeah, I checked it through to Wichita when I left from Seattle this morning.
Wait, you live in Seattle too?
This day keeps on getting better and better.
Yeah, I live in Belltown. Where do you live?
That's great. We're neighbors.
I'm feeling a bit of a chill over here, Megatron.
Don't call me that. My friends only call me that. And you are definitely not one of them.
Well, high school was ages ago, so maybe we could be friends now.
Not until you give me that trophy you stole from me back.
What trophy?
Regional debate champ, senior year.
I won that fair and square.
Oh, no, you did not.
Oh, no. Well, I guess we're not the only ones with a bright idea. Colorado Springs to Wichita is sold out. I guess you're going to be flying without me. What?
I never bought a flight. I thought I could just buy a plane ticket at the airport.
Oh.
It's okay. It's totally okay. When's the next flight?
Not until tomorrow.
Okay, what are we gonna do?
Go back to Denver? Maybe there's a bus that'll take us to Wichita?
No, that's gonna take forever.
Why don't we just drive there?
They look at each other.
Can't be that far.
7-8 hour stops. We'll be there by midnight.
I'll miss the bachelorette party.
My dad's barbecue is until Sunday.
But I'll make it in time for the wedding.
Cousins, I can hang out with them on Saturday.
And the rehearsal dinner. 7 to 8 hours in the car.
Together.
For my sister.
For my dad.
I still want that trophy.
But I'm not sure if I still have it.
Yes, you are, and yes, you do.
Top shelf in the family room, right next to my Student of the Year award.
That's gonna look so perfect next to mine.
They head on down the road in the rental car. Now the Miller house. Blair descends the stairs on the phone. Megan.
I know, I'm so bummed.
Blair.
There's no way at all that you can get here on time.
Intercuts.
No. And I wrote a killer toast, too. Why don't you email it to me? I'll read it to everyone.
No, you can't read it. It has to be read to you. You'll see. I know.
Okay, why don't you call me back when it's time and I'll read the toast over the phone.
Perfect. Hey, I gotta jump off. Jack's here, but keep me posted on your progress.
Jack enters with a white box.
Hi, handsome.
Jack.
Sorry, I only let my fiance call me that.
They embrace.
What brings you here?
Baby's breath. Or here, Mom.
Ah, yes. The wedding party look.
We have a ton of baby's breath in our garden. It's overflowering with it.
Oh, Jack. So, Megan's not going to be able to make the bachelorette party.
Why not?
She can't get a flight. She's driving in from Denver instead.
I thought she was hosting the party.
I'll enlist Della to do it.
Ah, you'll delegate her.
3 more days, Jack, and then that's it. No more puns. You promise.
I know. I'm just trying to get it out of my system so we could enjoy our pun-free moon.
Back in the car with Megan and Alden. They both stare straight ahead. Alden.
You know you get better mileage if you use cruise control.
Megan.
I'm not really worried about the mileage. You're paying for the gas.
Okay, put the radio on?
No, no music. I find it very distracting.
Talk radio?
No.
Podcast?
No. Why don't you just listen to something on your phone?
I can't. Earbuds in a moving vehicle make me nauseous.
Okay, then read something.
That's even worse. Why don't we play a game? 20 questions?
No, thank you.
Alphabet?
You cheat.
I would not cheat.
A leopard cannot change his stripes.
Spots.
Whatever.
This is about that debate, isn't it?
For starters.
You actually think that I cheated?
Oh, I know that you did.
Really? How?
Resolved cafeteria food fails to meet RDA guidelines. You presented totally bogus data to show that it does.
And were you able to prove that the data
was... Data were.
Bogus in rebuttal? Oh, sorry. I can't hear you.
I was having internet problems. I didn't have time to research it.
See, I was in the same auditorium, using the same internet. And funny, I didn't have any trouble rebutting your claims, so...
Oh, yeah, with bogus data. Uh-huh.
Robert's rules of order clearly state that it is the burden of the rebutter to...
I know the rules.
Case closed.
Alden dusts his hands off. Megan shakes her head.
Cheater.
Sore loser.
Well, you're going to be a sore loser this time around because that consolidated account is mine.
You haven't seen my product line.
Oh, I have. I always research the competition.
Really? Well, so have I. I've seen your stuff.
I know, and it rocks.
It's not bad.
You are going to hate the taste of my dust.
We'll see about that.
They make a stop at a gas station convenience store. Kansas. Megan peruses snacks. Alden.
Of course, if you want to give me a hard time about that debate, I could say the same thing about the school spirit film competition.
Megan.
Oh, give me a break. That movie, if you can even call it that, was totally amateurish.
As it should be in a film made by amateurs.
And what is your point?
Charles Garvey.
Charles, okay. What about Charles?
Award-winning documentarian. Oh, and the father of your classmate, Toby Garvey. The director of your film.
Who clearly inherited his father's talents.
Not to mention his state-of-the-art cameras, sound, and lighting equipment, and his participation.
He was only a consultant on the movie.
Like ducks.
Like ducks. Who says like ducks?
But I'm not going to give you a hard time about it. You know why?
No, but I'm sure you're going to tell me.
Because it was a competition, and people compete to win.
You have a genius for stating the obvious.
Come to think of it, I may have been the best thing that ever happened to you in high school. I gave you someone to compete against.
But like you said, we're not in high school anymore.
Megan walks away.
Yet here we are, still competing.
Alden follows. They exit the store.
Best thing to happen to me in high school? I know you were annoying, but I not think you were delusional.
You know I'm right.
Megan stops abruptly.
What?
The car is gone.
Where's the car?
Did we park it somewhere else?
No. No, we parked in front of the window with the caramel corn sign. That's why I bought some of those smart ad placements.
Someone stole our car?
Well, my luggage
is in there. My
sample
suitcase, my phone! Why is something borrowed?
Megan looks at Alden. Megan.
I really appreciate all your help with this all.
Speaking with a cop.
Are you sure there's nothing else I can do?
She hands the patrolman a pen. The cop goes off and she rejoins Alden. Alden.
What do you say?
Well, he issued an APB.
Oh, they're tracking your cell with Find My Phone, though, right? You didn't activate that feature?
I don't like that thing. I don't like that someone can track me down. I find it very creepy. Besides, it doesn't matter. If they don't find the phone, I'm not the owner of it. They have to send it back to the car rental place, which can't send us a new one because the airport strike, they're all booked up.
Well, I contacted Uber and Lyft and every ride company that you've never heard of. No one is going to take us because they all need a fare back to Wichita. Which I guess makes sense.
Making sense does not get us to Wichita.
No, but I have something that does.
Megan follows Alden. Next, they stand looking at something. Megan doesn't look impressed.
You want $5,000 for it, but I sweet-talked him down to $4,500. Got a free tank of gas.
Now Alden approaches an old rust bucket.
You bought this?
Yeah. Put it on my card.
Well, how do you even know it runs?
Alden indicates a sign on the windshield. For sale, certified and guaranteed.
That's really reassuring, like everything printed on a dot matrix is.
Okay. Have a little faith, all right? The guy's a mechanic. Said the engine's cherry.
Oh, wow. If I had known that you were this gullible in high school, I would have never have lost you.
If you got a better idea on how to get us to Wichita, I'd love to hear it.
Alden checks his phone.
Must be your sister.
Megan grabs Alden's phone.
Blair, hi.
Blair.
Hey, I just got your message. The car was stolen?
Yeah, I know, but we landed another one.
Oh, good.
Okay, I need you to call me back on this phone when it's time for the toast, okay?
And whose phone is this?
Megan looks over at Alden.
Alden Brown.
What?
I know. I'll tell you about it when I see you next, okay? I'll talk to you later.
All right, let's get this dog and pony show on the road.
Megan moves.
That door doesn't open.
Toward the passenger door.
This driver door.
He opens the driver's side door. Megan gets in and crawls over to the passenger side. My darling, take my word for the giant sale sticker still covers the windshield.
Oh, sorry. Oh, shoot.
Okay.
Oh, figure out how to get this off.
Now they're on the road again. Alden's at the wheel. Megan stares out the window.
You okay?
Not really.
Look, I'm trying not to be annoying.
Not everything is about you.
And apparently I'm not.
It's my something borrowed.
Yeah, what is that about anyway?
It's tradition. The bride, she always wears something old, something new, something borrowed.
Something borrowed, something blue. Yeah. Got it.
So Blair is something borrowed. She was borrowing from me. It was this beautiful vintage shawl. I found it at Goodwill in high school, and I actually wore it
to senior prom.
How do you know that?
I was there, remember? The time I was dating.
Katie McDougal, I remember. Yeah, right?
It was a beautiful shawl.
Guys aren't supposed to notice stuff like that.
Well,
Blair, she thought it was beautiful, too, and she designed her whole wedding dress around it. But now it's gone. I had it in my zippo suitcase. You know, in case the airlines lost my luggage.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'm just turning out to be the worst maid of honor ever.
Your sister won't mind.
Yeah, but I do.
You know, I remember your sister. She was one heck of a cheerleader.
Yeah, she is. All state.
Who's she married? Anybody I know?
Jack Evans, he went to Central.
She's marrying Greenback Jack?
Oh, yeah, she is.
That guy was money in the bank. He had a letter for every sports team. The debate club even looked up to him. What's he doing now?
He is teaching at a high school. That's how he and Blair met. They're both teachers together.
Oh, P?
Special ed.
Right. Of course, not just a great athlete. Great guy. And he was very picky. Your sister must really be something.
Yeah, she is.
He did pun nonstop, though.
Oh, I know. She's trying to wean him off of that, but I think she might have to state an intervention.
Good luck.
Uh-oh.
Megan looks at Alden's phone.
There's roadwork ahead, but it says we're still on the fastest route, but we won't be if the traffic backs up. Let's just take this exit here.
No, I think we should stick with the GPS.
No, as soon as we turn off, it's going to recalculate, and I don't want to get in a traffic jam. This exit.
All right.
Now Blair's bachelorette party, a pep rally theme. A balloon says Team Bride. White sashes are handed out. Blair.
I mean, a bachelorette
pep rally? Whose idea was that?
Mrs. Miller.
Higgins. She put all this together with a little help from me.
It seems like a lot of help.
Well, she wasn't here. I was.
Well, she should be calling soon, so.
Meanwhile, Alden and Megan are still on the road. They're in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, it's not recalculating.
Try a different app.
I did, but I'm going to try another one.
So we have no idea where we are.
We're fine, Alden.
No, we're not fine. We're lost.
Don't overreact, okay? Look, maybe this app right here. Ugh, no, nothing. Uh-oh, okay.
I knew I should have never let you convince me enough the highway.
Since when have I ever talked you into doing anything?
I knew it was a bad idea.
How was I supposed to know there'd be a dead zone?
It said we were on the fastest route.
Well, sometimes GPS, they lie.
And sometimes they don't work.
Alden swerves to avoid a branch on the road. They jerk to a stop.
You okay? You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. It just came out of nowhere.
Alden's hands on her shoulder.
Oh, man. You sure?
Yeah, I'm fine.
She looks at him, then at his hand, then back at him. Alden removes his hand. Tries to start the car. Alden falls forward with his head on the steering wheel. Megan leans back on the headrest.
Well, at least we have our signal back. Is AAA on the way?
Looks like it.
How much longer?
It's hard to say. Yeah, and I'm gonna have to shut my phone off soon. It's practically dead. Too much hopping around to find a decent GPS.
Well, then I said I was sorry. And no, you cannot turn that thing off because I have to call in my toast.
There's like 2% battery life left.
Megan snatches the phone. Now at the bachelorette party, a tag reads Go Team Blair. Blair chats with her mom.
I remember I was at the top of the pyramid.
You almost fell.
No, it was fine. It was all.
Mrs. Miller.
Oh, is Megan ready for her toast?
Blair checks her phone.
Oh, no. No, she can't. Their phone's about to die.
A bridesmaid.
So, no toast?
Well, she grabbed it from the cloud and sent it as an attachment, but someone else is going to have to read it.
Mom? I'm giving a toast at the rehearsal dinner tomorrow.
Della?
Blair offers the phone to her bridesmaid, Della.
No, I couldn't. I'm terrible at stuff like this.
Della, please. Come on, you're my bestie.
Please?
Della takes the phone.
Sure.
She stands and is about to get the crowd's attention.
Hey,
Now Della gets up on a chair. She's very nervous. Della.
Hi. Can everyone gather? Toast. Okay, so Megan was supposed to give the toast, but she's not here, so I'm gonna give it.
Go, Della!
Della reads.
Blair, we are so pumped to be here with you tonight. We love you as a daughter, a sister, a niece, a cousin, a friend. But above all, as the most legendary cheerleader this town has ever seen. This is for you, girl. Hope we do you justice. Okay, ladies, grab your pom-poms and get ready to shake. Play Link. Play Link. Old and new and blue and borrowed. Blair, you're getting wed tomorrow. Is this what you really want? Is your Jack a true gallant? Because if he's not, we've got your back. We'll tar and feather Mr. Jack.
Della's getting into it.
But if your mind is set on this, we hope you live in wedded bliss. Yeah, if your heart is too far gone, you better get some practice on. Yeah, when I say I, you say do. I
do.
I
do.
I
do.
Ladies, give it up for your bride-to-be.
I love you.
Della vows. now with roadside assistance. Alden.
So how's the look?
Tow truck driver.
Oh, this engine's cherry. But yeah, you knocked a few things out of whack when you went off the
Megan.
Road.
Megan.
Well, can you fix it?
Sure.
Yeah.
The tow truck driver looks at them.
But not here. I gotta take it back to the garage.
Now in town, the tow truck passes a sign for Mackenzie Renaissance Fair. Alden and Megan ride in the tow truck. Megan.
Oh, Renaissance Fair. That's really cool.
Alden.
October 8th? That's more.
Driver.
Yeah, it's a huge event. People are coming from all...
Oh. So how long do you think it's going to take to repair our van?
Oh, that won't take long.
Is there a diner or restaurant we could eat at while we're waiting, or...
Well, I'm not going to patch it up tonight. No, I'm off the mechanic's clock. It's strictly emergency road service stuff.
So...
I guess we just spend the night?
Yeah. That's going to be a problem.
A problem?
What?
Well, like I say, it's a big event. And all the motels, the two that we have in town, they're booked.
I guess we sleep in the car?
Well, that sounds uncomfortable. Tell you what. Why don't you come stay with Sadie and me? We're empty nesters now.
Oh, no, we really don't want to impose.
Oh, it's not an imposition. It's an invitation.
They arrive at the driver's house. A woman comes out on the veranda to greet them.
Sadie!
Hi!
Come meet Mr. and Mrs. Stranded.
Oh, no. We're not married.
Yeah, just...
Sharing a ride.
Well, whatever you are, they've had a heck of a day.
Zadie.
Charlie told me all about it when he called you, poor thing. So listen, I got you some pajamas and warm socks. Charlie said that you and he were about the same size. Well, give or take a few inches.
And
our Sarah is a slip of a gal just like you.
Oh, thank you so much.
This is very, very nice.
Now listen, I laid out some snacks and drinks for once they get all settled, okay?
Charlie.
I hope you like fritters and sarsaparilla.
I don't know, I've never had fritters and sarsaparilla.
No, me neither.
Oh, then you are in for a treat, isn't that right, Charlie? Okay.
Well, come on, let's get you settled.
They walk toward the house. Moments later, they're looking at a tent. Alden.
We're sleeping in a tent?
Charlie.
A tent? This is a real beauty. Overflow from the Renaissance Fair. It's got plenty of room. You'll see.
We thought that you...
We're empty nesters.
We are. Zadie commandeered Sarah's room for her crafting studio, and I'm using Cess to store my LPs. Oh, vinyl's made a comeback. Come on, let's get this puppy up.
Okay.
I've never put a tent together before.
It's easy.
How do you know?
Girl Scouts. Ambassador.
Megan does a Girl Scout salute.
Impressive.
No idea what that means.
That's scouting highest honor.
I don't want to brag.
Well, that'd be a first.
Hey, Alden. Grab a corner.
Yeah.
They get to work on putting up the tent. Now they're in the tent. Alden snores. Megan lays awake. She whacks him with a pillow. She rolls over to go to sleep. He does likewise. The next day at the Miller house. In the kitchen, Blair eats a bowl of cereal. Her mom comes to the table with a cup of coffee. Mrs. Miller.
Morning, sweetheart.
Blair.
Morning, Mom. Oh, what time did Megan get in last night? I didn't hear her come in.
She didn't. Car trouble.
Oh, no.
They spent the night in a town called Mackenzie.
Where's that?
According to GPS, the middle of nowhere.
What kind of car trouble?
I don't know. But the mechanic said it would be easy to fix.
So she'll be here in time for the rehearsal tonight.
I'm sure she will.
Now at Charlie and Zadie's place. In the kitchen, Zadie prepares breakfast. Zadie's dressed up for the Ren Fair. Zadie.
Enter it!
Alden and Megan enter. Charlie joins them, also dressed for the Ren Fair.
Good morrow, gentlefolk.
How sleepest thou?
Megan.
Fair.
Alden.
Too middling?
Oh, no.
Was the tent uncomfortable?
No, the tent was great. It just turns out Somebody snores.
Everybody snores.
I don't snore.
Ah, yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
Are you hungry?
They take a seat at the table.
Yes. Thank you,
Sadie. Oh, this looks so delicious. Thank you so much.
It's Renaissance Day, so we tried to eat as they did.
Oh, great outfits.
Oh, Mackenzie. It's a Scottish Renaissance fair.
Well observed, m'lady. Oh, can I borrow a phone charger? Phone's almost out of juice.
Not today, my lord.
We're off the grid.
Yes.
Zadie pours tea.
Oh, is there a power outage?
Oh, no, m'lady. It's voluntary.
We don't just dresseth as they did. We liveth as they did.
No electronics.
No.
No cell phones.
No.
Nope.
Ooh, that seems like a very interesting challenge. Mm-hmm.
So I guess I'll just charge it when we get to the town while you're fixing our car.
Nay, my lord. The whole town is offeth the griddeth today.
And thy carriage will not be fixeth till tomorrow. Wait, what?
Did you just say tomorrow?
There being no motorized carriages in what is our Renaissance, one can't very well fix this one.
Megan facepalm.
Did you mention that last night?
Well, we did not want to disturbeth your sleep.
Now Megan and Alden are outside. Megan.
This is a disaster, an absolute disaster.
Alden.
The nearest town is about 20 miles away. We can walk there. We'll find another car.
Oh, I can't walk 20 miles in a pair of heels or slippers. I need more comfortable shoes. Do they have comfortable shoes in the Renaissance?
Only I don't know how we're going to buy a new car. Because I maxed out my credit card on the SUV and you lost your phone papers.
Please do not remind me. Wait, maybe we could hire someone there to drive us to Wichita.
Maybe. But again, no money.
Why does this keep on happening to us?
Methinketh the universe is aligned against us.
Megan looks up at the sky.
Or maybe.
Or maybe what?
She raises her hands.
They're trying to tell us something.
Alden stares at her.
The stars.
Megan lowers her hands and turns toward him.
Okay, laugh at me all you want, and I know you will. But Fun for All is not just a business for me. It is my passion.
So is novelty arts for me.
Yeah, but Alden, I really believe in what I'm doing.
Providing the world with whoopee cushions and exploding fountain pens?
Actually, yeah. And don't get me wrong, I love that thing, I really do. But in about 5 minutes, it's going to lose juice, and I'm going to feel completely untethered. And that is my point.
That we're too wired in. That people don't take the time slow down anymore.
We're always looking forward, which of course you have to do. But sometimes you gotta look back.
And Novelties Are Us and Fun for All gives people a chance to do that.
Yes. To feel like kids again.
Kids in a simpler, less frenetic time.
When people appreciated
the verities. Okay, I'm not laughing.
Alden, think about it. This whole crazy trip is putting us to the test, giving us a chance to walk our walk and talk our talk. So, why don't we give in to it and spend the day?
Seriously?
Yeah. Charlie said we'd be out of here first thing tomorrow. So that gives me plenty of time to get back to Wichita to be the maid of honor. An unrehearsed one, but how hard can that be? Besides, by the time we get to the next town, assuming we can even get a car, I'm gonna miss the rehearsal anyway.
Yeah, I could be there today to help my mom and my brother and my cousins prep for the big barbecue, but do they really need me for that?
I don't know. It could be kind of fun. So what do you say?
I say, a merry good day to thee, Renaissance.
Ooh.
Say high five.
No, I don't think they did that 500 years ago.
Probably.
Okay, I need to use that phone. I have to go home and let them know what is up.
So do I.
damsels in distress first.
Wait, who said that I'm a damsel?
Fine. I'll make my call first.
That's okay. Thank you.
Megan takes the phone.
Just give me like 5 minutes.
5 minutes?
Now at the Ren Fair, a juggler. Megan and Alden arrive in costume. Megan.
These boots are amazingly comfortable.
Alden.
This one's a kilt.
He wiggles his hips.
No wonder you guys wear these things.
We call me skirt.
A band playing period instruments. They enter a building decked out in Renaissance regalia.
Wow, this is amazing.
A vendor's booth with cider and pickles. A ruggedly handsome man plays a violin. The fiddler smiles warmly at Megan.
Somebody you have to admire.
Whatever does that mean?
March.
Charlie and Zadie appear. Charlie.
Welcome it.
Oh.
Zadie.
Don't you two look it right at home.
Well, thank you for the clothing.
You are crushing that kilt.
Crushing, Charles. I fail it to understand.
Crusheth.
Who are your new friends, Mayor?
The fiddler appears.
Mayor?
You're the mayor?
Fiddler.
Ceremonial title, a few responsibilities, co-equal remuneration.
Don't you believe it? He rules this town with an iron hand.
Megan, Alden, this is Franklin.
Franklin, we very much enjoyeth your fiddling.
Why, thank you, my lady.
Franklin bows.
Franklin's troupe.
The Mackenzie Minstrels.
They're going to be playing at the dance later on tonight.
Which I now regretteth.
Oh, how so, dear sir?
Well, if I playeth, I do not danceth with thee.
Okay. Nice to meet you, Franklin. Arts and crafts? Mm-hmm. We should go check that out.
Anon, come. Playeth our games.
Archery, quoits.
Quoits?
Horseshoes.
How do you know that?
Races, kickball.
So no, jousting?
Doth thou joust?
Nay.
I think that sounds fun.
If thou enjoyeth a little friendly competition.
Oh, we enjoyeth competition. Friendly or otherwise.
Most wondrous! Well, I'll see thee thither.
Franklin goes off.
Ah, huzzah! The McDaniels are here! Anon!
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 Charlie and Zadie go off.
I was a little nervy.
What was?
The fiddler. Pitching woo like that?
Pitching woo, is that what we're calling it?
You didn't seem to mind it one bit.
No, I guess I didn't.
For all he knew, we could have been a couple.
You, me, a couple, please.
Megan walks away. Now at the church. The wedding rehearsal. Mrs. Miller chats with the minister. Blair chats with Della. Jack enters with another man, a tall, dark, handsome, athletic type. Della looks up at them. Della. Blair.
Yep. That's Will. The best man. Wow. I know.
Jack and Will approach.
Wow.
I'm happy you're here, though.
Jack.
Hey.
Hey.
Still no Megan?
Oh, she's not going to make it until tomorrow. But Della's going to fill in for now.
Will, meet your maid of honor for the day.
Will.
Pleasure to meet you, Della.
Della smiles awkwardly.
You too.
Looks like she means it, Will. In fact, she looks downright delighted.
Ah, Jack.
That's good, right?
Back at the Ren Fair. A table full of wooden carved toys. Megan picks up a toy wooden airplane. She spins the propeller.
This is really cool.
Charlie.
I know not what thou mean by cool, milady, but thank you.
You made this.
Yeah, I carve them and I do the mechanics and Zadie paints them.
I have a business that sells toys like these.
So do I. It's not the same as these. These are really special.
If you're ever interested in selling to a wider market,
my company would be the perfect partner for you.
I know not of that. I enjoy making them for family and friends.
Yet we selleth them to any old anybody who's interested. So maybe we would like to hear about your company.
Companies.
Companies. Submitteth your proposals and we'll see whose we'd like better.
Don't worry.
We shall.
May the best proposal winneth.
Megan raises the airplane. Now they walk outside drinking apple cider.
Wow.
Fantastic. Whoa.
She brings some of this home to my dad. He loves apple cider.
Tell me about your dad. You said he's retiring?
Yeah. He's a typesetter. He's an artist. He loves his work.
So why is he retiring?
Because he loves golf and tennis and rock climbing more.
Your dad is a jock?
Yeah, when it comes to my brothers and me, I'm not an athlete in the bunch. I tried Little League. The only position I was suited for was left out. Although, I will say, when I was 8 years old, I killed in ballroom dancing. What about you? What's your dad like?
He passed away about 2 years ago.
I'm so sorry.
Thanks. Just makes Blair's wedding all that more important. It's the first big family event since we lost him.
Megan looks over at Franklin refereeing an arm wrestling match over a barrel.
Very athletic.
Yeah, I don't see a debate platform or a chess tournament. I think we're in trouble.
We? Captain of the volleyball and track team.
Of course you are.
How would your boyfriend in Seattle feel if he knew you were making eyes at a Mackenzie minstrel?
I'm not making eyes, and no, there's no boyfriend.
So the minstrel has a chance.
Well, I haven't met Will yet.
Who's Will?
Jack's best man. Apparently we're perfect for each other.
Alden sips his cider. Now at the rehearsal, Della walks down the aisle arm in arm with Will. The minister and Jack wait at the front. The procession moves toward the front of the church. Jack smiles when he sees Blair. Blair and her mom turn to look at each other. Mrs. Miller goes to take her place. Blair takes hers beside Jack. Meanwhile, at the Ren Fair, Megan and Alden are having a great time participating in games. They race, carrying an egg on a spoon held in their mouths. Alden is in the lead. He turns his head with a cocky look toward Megan. He trips, losing the spoon and egg. Alden goes down. Megan wins the race. Alden lays face first on the ground. He looks up to see Franklin congratulating Megan. Megan and Franklin pass him by, casting a look down. Charlie and Zadie pass by. Now the minstrels play for a game of musical chairs. The music stops, the players sit, and Charlie is without a chair. Music stops, the players sit, Alden is without a chair. Next, they play a game of quoits. Megan tosses her ring on the center post. Franklin tosses his ring on an outer post. Alden misses completely and spectators duck as his ring goes off into the crowd.
Sorry!
Now Alden takes a seat on the sidelines with Charlie and Zadie. Zadie.
Art thou in pain, good sir?
Alden.
Yes. Use muscles I didn't know what I had.
Charlie.
I in our renaissance, we worketh hard. And we playeth hard.
Clearly, I'm not equipped for these times.
Why? I doth not know that.
While the real man hunteth and gathereth, I preferreth to stayeth at home and readeth.
Much like our beloved William Shakespeare.
He was also a brilliant actor, a successful entrepreneur, and a formidable wrestler. I did a report on him when I was in seventh grade.
But 'tis his intelligence that attracteth the damsel.
They look over at Megan, cavorting with Franklin.
Megan claimeth to not be a damsel.
Be that as it may, even in these times, a lady knoweth how to, well, whet a man's interest by paying attention to someone else.
Are we having a teachable moment here, guys?
Teachable moment? Why, whatever dost thou mean?
Excuse me.
Alden gets up and goes off. Later at the Ren Fair, fairgoers dance. Franklin is playing his fiddle. Megan and Alden clumsily dance together. Alden steps on Megan's foot. The dance ends. Franklin and the musicians take a bow. Alden.
I'm sorry about your fight. I just got to face it. Renaissance is not my jam.
Charlie steps up onto a bale of hay.
Oh,
Charlie.
What a grand day, fellow Mackenzians. It's an honor to be in Mackenzie and to stand in the same place that my forebears did when they founded this town.
Zadie to Megan.
Sixth generation.
And they would have loved this annual fair. And they'd want to thank you all for coming from near and afar, including our very special guests. Yes, a grand day indeed. But all grand days must end. And the Mackenzie Minstrels will help us bid the past goodbye with a lovely 16th century waltz. Valorous night, good town folk. Walketh home safely.
Charlie steps down from the hay bale.
Did he say the...
Alden.
The waltz. I can do that. Second grade ballroom dancing.
Megan.
Then I don't know how to waltz. I don't...
It's okay. Just follow my lead. Put your hand on my shoulder.
Alden and Megan waltz together.
That's okay.
A bit awkward at first, but becomes smoother.
There you go.
The other fairgoers enjoy themselves dancing. Back in Wichita. The wedding guests exit a restaurant. Jack.
As far as rehearsal dinners go, I'd say that was a darn good one.
Blair.
That was the best one of mine I've ever been to.
They look at Will and Della conversing.
Somebody's hitting it off.
Will told me he's completely smitten.
Yeah, as well he should be. I mean, she's a doll.
I always thought so. But I don't think she has.
Jack puts his arms around Blair.
I love seeing her shine like this.
Insightful, empathetic, kind. I mean, I could really go for a guy like you.
Don't. I'm getting married tomorrow.
Mm. She's a very lucky woman.
Not as lucky as I am.
Blair turns toward Jack and they kiss.
Okay, Buster. That's it. You're not seeing me again until you're on that altar tomorrow.
Not you. I'll be seeing you constantly. Right here.
Jack puts a hand on his heart.
Hey. Aren't you forgetting something?
Sorry. I'd stay and punnel you with yokes. But alas, I'm a smick like autumn and leaf.
It's my guy.
Much later at the Ren Fair, mostly everyone is gone.
Enough.
Alden.
Oh, I thought you were enjoying it.
Megan.
No, I was. I'm just so exhausted.
Right. Because winning race after race makes it really draining, right?
Don't forget quoits.
How could I? I'm surprised they didn't throw me in the pillory for attempted assault with a deadly weapon.
They make their way from the fairground.
I had a lot of fun today. I'm glad we stayed.
They stop walking.
Yeah, me too.
No, you did not. Not until the waltz. I mean, you were completely miserable. You lost every game.
Okay, fine. Yeah, I was miserable. But not because you beat me at every single game.
Like ducks, it wasn't.
Who says like ducks? Hey.
Megan turns to go.
Where are you going?
Charlie and Zadie's place is this way.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
Nope.
Yes. Fine, suit yourself. But I'm going to go this way.
Alden turns and goes in the opposite direction. Then he returns with a lantern.
A man who admits he's lost. How refreshing.
Megan and Alden head away from the fair. Now they walk in the middle of nowhere.
Okay, say it.
Say what?
I told you so.
Oh, what kind of a person would say that?
An Alden kind of person.
Megan Miller, you don't know me at all. Let's get an aerial view. What? Not inspired to climb?
I'm wearing a very long skirt.
I'm wearing a kilt.
Alden sets his lantern down on top of a convenient nearby hay bale. He climbs up onto the bale. Then he helps Megan climb up. Now back in Wichita, the Miller house, Blair's room. In her pajamas, Blair sits at a dressing table.
Hey.
Her mom enters, Mrs. Miller.
Are you ready for tomorrow? Scooch over.
She sits beside her. Blair.
Sometimes I think I've been ready for tomorrow my whole life.
Mrs. Miller brushes here. Megan's hair.
Oh, I remember my wedding day so vividly. It was the happiest day of my life until I held Megan in my arms. Then you...
Mrs. Miller sets the brush down.
What was your secret, Mom? You and Dad, you guys, you made happy seem so easy. Oh, it was all smoke and mirrors. No, it wasn't. Well, I don't know. I really don't, only that every day I'd wake up and tell myself to make this day the best one yet. No matter what came at me. Your dad did the same.
I still can't believe that he's not going to be there tomorrow.
Oh, sweetheart.
They look over at Megan's dress hanging nearby.
Megan is going to look so pretty in that dress tomorrow.
If she gets here.
She will.
Back in the field. Holding the lantern, Alden stands atop the hay bale.
Maybe it's a mirage.
He sits beside Megan.
Ugh.
Alden.
I know the whole town is.
Megan.
Like Brigadoon. It only appears every 100 years.
And then dissolves into the mist again.
Or maybe we're just good and lost.
I put my money on that one. Although.
Alden lays back on the bale.
It's a darn nice place to be lost in.
Megan lays back. The lantern is between them.
Copy that. What did you mean earlier when you said that it wasn't me beating you that made you miserable?
Really? You need me to say it?
Yeah.
I was jealous.
Jealous?
Of you and Franklin.
I kind of thought that's what it was.
Okay, but tell me something. Was there not a part of you that was trying to make me jealous?
I guess I was. What's that all about?
Is that a serious question? Megan, come on. In high school, I had a huge crush on you.
You did?
Yeah. Every debate, every prep squad rally, every time our schools were facing off, I hoped you'd be there.
Wow. How come you never asked me out then?
Like you would have said yes.
I think I would have.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, you were only annoying me because you were good at absolutely everything, but... I always thought you were kind of cool.
Wow.
But that was in high school.
Yeah.
So why would I try and make you jealous now?
Yeah. Why would you? But you were. And I was.
Megan and Alden lay together on the hay bale with the lantern between them. The next morning, the sky is streaked with peachy clouds. Alden is sitting up on the hay bale. Megan stirs. She wakes up. Megan is wrapped in a white shawl. A pink ribbon lays on a nearby hay bale with the lantern. Megan.
Guess we slept here.
They're in the middle of a field. Megan notices the lacy white shawl.
Oh, I was going to surprise you with it when we got to Wichita, but had a little cold last night.
Where did you get it?
The fair. It's one of the craft favorites. It's not as perfect as the one you wore to prom, but I figure it's yours now, and Blair can borrow it.
Alden.
Megan hugs Alden.
Oh, thank you.
Guess what?
What?
Alden turns his head. Megan looks in the direction.
You couldn't see it in the dark.
Charlie and Zadie's house is nearby.
The lights were off. They were off the grid.
So direction-wise, I was right.
You usually are. Shall we?
Next, they return to the house. Their clean clothes have been hung up. Zadie's preparing a hearty breakfast. Megan and Alden enter the house. Zadie.
There you are. Good morning. I was just about to come wake you up. I washed and dried your clothes.
No.
Megan.
Zadie.
So why don't you have some nice breakfast and then you can go freshen up. Charlie is in the garage working on your car.
Thank you so much.
Alden.
You guys are the best.
Charlie enters the kitchen.
And I will be in touch real soon with a proposal for those toys.
They sit at the table.
So will I.
Charlie.
Well, we got a wee problem.
Oh, no.
I got everything on that car patched up just fine. And then I went to replace the busted serpentine belt. And, well, I don't have the right size. Clean out of stock.
I don't know what a serpentine belt is.
Neither do I.
Do we need one?
Well, if you want to drive the car, you do.
How soon can you get one?
Ooh, tomorrow?
No. Alden and Megan's reverie in Renaissanceville ends now. Charlie, we are going to Wichita. And if that car is not going to get us there, you better help find a vehicle that will. Like, immediately.
I suppose you could take the tow truck. It's kind of pokey.
It's just a little pokey, though.
Megan holds her hand out for the keys. Charlie gives them to her. Now Megan and Alden are on the road in the tow truck. Megan drives, Alden reads the GPS. Alden.
Okay, 20 miles, there's a turnoff that'll take us to the interstate.
Megan.
Oh, this thing makes that van feel like a Ferrari. You have got to be kidding me. What? Are we being pulled over because we're driving too slow?
They pull over to the side of the road. The cop pulls in behind them.
We did. Let's hope they write tickets around here fast.
Fat chance.
Ugh.
Here he comes.
The cop steps up to the driver's window.
Franklin?
Franklin.
Is this your vehicle, miss?
No, it's Charlie's.
And where are you headed today?
Wichita.
Are you traveling there with her, sir?
What's this all about, Franklin?
Stay in the vehicle, both of you. Hands where I can see them.
Megan puts her hands on the steering wheel. Alden holds his up. Franklin steps away.
What do we do?
I don't know.
Do you know he was a cop?
No, I had no idea.
Oh, he seems pretty upset.
Very upset.
Franklin opens the back door of the truck and puts two jugs inside. He closes the door. Then he steps back up to the driver's window.
Couple of jugs of Mackenzie's cider.
Franklin smiles.
I hear you like it. I had you pretty scared, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
I just fiddle for fun. This is my day job.
You're pretty good at it.
Thank you. And you may be the single most uncoordinated human being I have ever met. Mm-hmm. Until you waltz. Then you're magic, dude. Thank you. Both of you. For helping to make yesterday one of my best days ever.
Oh, well, it was one of our best days, too.
Well, I'll let you off with a warning this time. And I hope to see you back here next year. Won't be the same fair without you.
Franklin tips his hat.
Thanks, Franklin.
Then goes off.
Rigadoon.
Oh, yes, definitely.
You sure you don't want to disappear into the mist with him?
Well, I'm tempted, but I think I'm good.
All right. Let's get out of here.
Definitely.
Megan tries starting the truck.
No.
Oh, no! Come on, you've got to be kidding me! Come on!
Come on, poke it!
The truck starts and they're on their way.
Before he changes his mind.
Now in Wichita, the Miller house. Mrs. Miller paces at the bottom of the stairs. She checks the time. Blair's in her room with Della. She checks a message. Blair.
They've just hit the city limits, but there's a lot of traffic.
Della.
So, what do you want to do?
Let's give her another 20 minutes. And then come be my maid of honor.
Oh, Blair, I can't...
I will love having you beside me. And so will Will.
Della smiles. Meanwhile, Mrs. Miller is still waiting at the bottom of the stairs. Blair emerges from her room dressed in her wedding gown. She pauses at the top of the stairs a moment, then descends. Mrs. Miller watches her. Mrs. Miller.
Oh, sweetheart. You look glorious.
Blair.
Mom. You're crying already.
Oh, I'll be crying all day. Get used to it.
Let's do this.
Meanwhile, the tow truck is stopped as a tractor trailer backs up. Alden and Megan become impatient.
Oh, great. We're boxed in.
Now back at the house. Della waits in Blair's room. She gets up and looks at the bridesmaid and maid of honor dresses laid out on the bed. She picks up the one labeled maid of honor. Now the tow truck arrives at the house. Megan.
We made it!
Alden.
This is a miracle!
So I was thinking when we're back in Seattle.
Yeah, let's maybe get together sometime.
Yeah, hang out or something.
Yeah.
Well, I should be getting in there.
Right, yes, go. Have a great wedding.
Thanks, you too. Have a great party.
Thanks.
They hesitate.
Don't forget the cider.
Yeah. Oh,
thanks.
Alden gives her a jug of cider.
Thank you again. Okay, bye.
They both get out of the truck. They come around to the front of the truck and look at each other. Megan heads into the house. Alden gets into the driver's seat. Alden drives away. Megan enters the house. She runs into Della wearing her dress.
Della!
Della.
Megan! That dress, you look fantastic.
Thanks.
Are you on your way over there?
They left your mom's car for you, but I can wait.
Oh, no. That's okay. You can just go over there and let them know I am on my way. I have no cell phone.
Right.
I'll see you over there. I left the invitation in my luggage. What church is it at?
First Consecrational.
Right. Okay. Thank you, Della. Bye.
Megan runs upstairs. Della heads out. In the bedroom, Megan picks up the dress from the bed. The label says bridesmaid. Now Megan's driving in the car. She arrives at the church. Megan gets out of the car and heads into the church. The place appears to be deserted. Now another car pulls into the church parking lot. Della enters the church.
Megan, I'm such a bad person. I did such a bad thing.
Megan.
Della, what are you talking about?
These past few days, I've felt so captivating and attractive and fun, and guys don't go for me. You know they don't. But Will did, and I know the minute he sees you and walks down the aisle with you, he's gonna forget all about me, and who can blame him? You're so fabulous. So I don't know what came over me. I think I lost my mind for a minute, and
so you sent me to the wrong church.
Yes.
It's okay, Della. Let's get us to the right one. Come on, I'll follow you.
They head out. Now at the right church. Mrs. Miller looks in on the wedding guests. Mrs. Miller.
They're getting a bit antsy in there.
Claire.
I suppose I could get married with no maid of honor.
Oh, no, sweetheart.
Will watches out the door. Will.
They're here.
Megan and Della enter. They take off their coats.
Thank you.
Megan runs to hug Blair.
You look transcendent.
Hi, Mom.
Wait, why are you wearing...
I'll tell you about it later. Ah, Will. I'm Megan. So nice to meet you. Best man and maid of honor, they go behind the bridesmaid and the groomsman, right?
No, Megan, you're the maid of honor.
No time to change. Plus, you rehearsed it. So, what number of bridesmaid are you?
Number one.
And who am I walking with?
Her partner raises his hand.
One moment.
Mrs. Miller gives Megan her corsage.
Oh, sweetheart. Thanks, Mom.
And for you?
Thanks, Mom.
All right, let's get this girl married.
The procession forms up. Megan's partner's about to open the door.
Wait, hold that thought.
Megan runs out. She comes back with the shawl.
Oh,
Megan drapes the shawl around Blair's shoulders.
Now you're ready to get married.
Thank you.
Okay.
Megan rejoins her partner and he opens the door. The procession files into the church. Blair and Mrs. Miller pause a moment. Mrs. Miller looks at Blair.
Oh, Mom.
She's teary-eyed.
Are you ready?
Yes.
They proceed into the church.
The proverbial day say that true love...
Now at the dinner, Megan makes her speech.
Although I think snoring comes pretty close to being a deal-breaker, if you ask me. Jack and Blair...
I don't know what obstacles you had to overcome for the sake of your love.
You ever hear this guy pun?
Oh, right. Right, yeah, there's that. There's that. You do that. Yeah. Well, okay, one thing. But let's hope that's it now and forever. However, not all love is romantic. The love between two sisters is a pretty powerful one, too.
It is.
Ugh. And let me tell you, the obstacles I had to get through to get to this sister. Okay, here I go. An airport strike, a stolen car, stolen luggage, stolen phone, which was the cruelest of them all. Oh, right, a van in a ditch, a day without electricity or internet, which is not as gnarly as you think, an undersized serpentine belt, which I still don't know what that is. A tow truck going at the speed of a snail, and a trip to the wrong church. Don't worry about it. Now, I could have just stayed home and watched the countless uploads you guys are all gonna post of this wedding, and don't tell me you're not going to. But not be there. For my sister's biggest day, I can't imagine anything sadder, because this sister has been the brightest star in my sky since as long as I can remember. Blair, to see you so beautiful with the rightest guy in the world for you, there is no obstacle that would have stopped me from being here today. I love you. So, please raise your glass and help me toast to the couple of this hour and every hour, Jack and Blair Evans. Cheers. I needed that after my day, but thanks for all being here.
Now at the reception. At the bar, Will gives Della a drink. Blair and Megan watch. Blair.
That's probably the cutest thing I've ever seen.
That was really sweet of you. What you did at the church.
Megan.
Today's all about love. How can I get in the way of that?
Well, we've only known each other for a day.
Oh, come on, Blair. Be positive.
They eat cake.
Hmm. By the way, you neglected to mention the biggest obstacle to you getting here.
What?
48 hours joined at the hip with Alden Brown? I mean, he must have driven you crazy.
Actually, he didn't.
No.
He wasn't as bad as I thought he was.
Oh, well, I'm glad to hear that.
Alden enters the reception hall.
What is he doing here?
You better go find out. Megan, go.
Megan goes over to Alden. Now Jack joins Blair. Jack.
I know that guy.
Blair.
We went to Central together.
Yeah, it's Alden Brown.
Right. Great guy. Hands down the smartest kid in class. Let's go say hi.
Why don't we go talk to my mom?
Megan approaches Alden. Megan.
Wait. How did you know?
Alden.
Social media. Half the people in here are live updating this.
I knew it. So why aren't you at your dad's party then?
I'm just taking a break. They probably don't even know I'm gone. Thing is, I was right. They didn't need me there. I needed me to be there. And...
Alden holds up a trophy.
I needed you to have this. Top shelf of the family room, just like I thought.
Oh, wow. You did not need to bring me this.
I have on good authority that I did. And I also don't have your number or your address yet.
Well, you know, Fun for All does have a contact me link.
About that. See, I was thinking you could submit your proposal to Zadie and Charlie, and I could submit mine. Mm-hmm. Would it be any different?
No, probably not, no.
So I was thinking, what if we just submitted...
one proposal.
Right. And then we could...
share the business.
Right. And then we'll do the same thing with...
consolidated, we can stop chopping up the market.
And then we'll just work together.
Yeah, why fight to crowd each other out of the space?
That we love, when we can just...
join forces, we could...
own it together.
Fun time novelties.
Novelties are fun.
Whatever.
Look, the bottom line is, I don't want to just maybe call you when we get to Seattle and maybe sort of hang out. I want to see you as soon as I can. As soon as you're back. Properly, like, over dinner.
Are you asking me out, Alden Brown?
I am Megan Miller.
Well, it took you long enough.
What can I say? Girls mature faster than boys.
I think we debated that proposal.
Yeah, we did, and I won. But that will focus.
No doubt.
Okay, so just to be clear, we don't hate each other anymore.
Megan kisses Alden. They part, looking at each other.
I'm pretty sure that we don't.
I guess I should go back to my dad's party.
Oh, come on, one more dance. I could ask the DJ if he can play a waltz.
I don't know. I mean, I don't want to steal Jack and Blair's thunder.
I think after all we've been through, we deserve to steal a little bit of it. Don't you think?
Megan makes her request of the DJ. Now Alden takes her hand and they step out onto the dance floor. Everyone watches as Megan and Alden waltz. Blair and Jack watch. Blair smiles at Jack. Megan and Alden continue to waltz. Others join them on the dance floor. Fade to black. Credits.